Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for every morning Meretz Sheyichyu and for all of the Cholim in Klal Yisrael. In Parashas Behar, Perek Chavav, Pesukim Aleph and Beis, Torah Kedosha says as follows: Lo sasu lechem alili mufesel matzev lo sakim lechem ve'eben maskis lo sitnu ba'artzichem l'shtacha v'salek eni Hashem alekechem. You shall not make idol for yourself, nor shall you set up a statue or monument for yourselves. And your land, you shall not place a pavement stone on which to prostrate yourself, because I am the Lord your God. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Just reading out the translation. Continues the next pasuk. Es shapsosai tishmor mikdashi tiro ani Hashem. You should keep my Shabbos. You should fear my sanctuary. I am Hashem. Rashi says from the Torah's Kohanim that the first pasuk is talking about Keneged Zeh Nimkar L'Goy. This is addressed to one who has been sold as a servant to a non-Jew. Shelo Yomar Ho V'Rabbi Magal Arasaf Nikamoso V'Rabbi Ovid Ovitzaraf Nikamoso Ho V'Rabbi Chal Shabasaf Nikamoso L'Kach Neru Kros Halal. Each person shouldn't say, since my master is involved in illicit relations, I'll also be like him. Since my master worships idols, I'll also be like him. Since my master is Mechal Shabbos, I will also be like him. That's why the Pesukim are stated here. In other words, previously we were talking about somebody who was sold to a Goy as an Eved. So it's saying, don't try to be like your Eved. Don't be Mechal Shabbos. Don't be Megal Arayis. Don't be Oved Avoda Zara. Ad Kan Midivrei Rashi HaKadosh. It says here in the pasuk. This pasuk it talks about avodah zarah. In the next pasuk it talks about Shabbos. But where does Rashi get Gilei Arayis from? What's Rashi bringing Gilei Arayis for? Where does that appear? It's not here. And we also have to understand the Etzem Inyan. Why should we think that dafka these three Averis need a special Azhara that you shouldn't say that since my master is doing it, I'm also going to do it? There are plenty of Averis that your master could do. Why dafka these three mitzvahs? Ayin kan baramban. We also have to understand that it says the Isser of Evan Maskis, this Isser of a pavement stone on which to prostrate yourselves. That here we have an Isser for all Jewish people. That all Jewish people have an Isser of you shall not place a pavement stone on which to prostrate yourselves. And this is an Isser for all of Klal Yisrael. Lav Dafka, somebody who is sold to an as an Eved, is sold to as an Eved to a Goy. So why here, when the Torah is telling us how to act when we're sold to a Goy, as Rashi explains, shouldn't say my master is doing it, I'm also going to do it. Why here are we told about the Isser of Evan Maskis? And it's also hard to understand what's written here with Mikdashi Tiro, that it already says letter for letter in Parashas Kedoshim, Perek Yates, Pasuk Lamed. What does this have to do with Nimkar La'akum? That a person shouldn't say, since my master is doing it, I'm also going to do it. How does Mikdashi Tiro fit in? And in fact, Rashi doesn't mention a Mikdashi Tiro over here. It just mentions the Shabbos part. So how does a Mikdashi Tiro fit in here into the context? Well, be'etzem ha'inyan l'chor, it's hard to understand, as is asked by Moreno V'Rabbeinu Agon HaGadol Rav Yitzchak Manzatzal, and we're basing ourselves on his Torah, should be Zoche. L'chor, it's hard to understand, what's the Havamina, that there should be a het there, Machmas Ho'il, since my Rebbe's doing it, I'm also going to do it. We need a Parsha to tell us, to dispel such a Havamina, that my master's doing it, I'm also allowed to do it. A very difficult Havamina. Why would somebody have such a Havamina? We also have to understand, if there is such a Havamina, then why does it say in the Pasuk, Losasu Lachem elilim upesel matzeva lo sakim lachem vemin maskis lo sitnu ba'artzichem. So it doesn't say explicitly in the pasuk that it's talking about somebody who was sold to a guy. It's mashma that it's an azhara for all the Jewish people. And if the whole point of the pasuk is to tell you that you shouldn't think that these things are mutter because your master is doing it, because your master is idolatrous, then why then doesn't the pasuk say it explicitly? If that's the whole point of the pasuk, why does the pasuk wait for Rashi to tell us this chiddush? Pasuk should have told us explicitly. But it doesn't. It just says it's stama. It says don't make this matzeva and pesel and elilim. Should have told us explicitly that it's don't, that if the whole word of the pasuk is to tell us to stay away from, don't do what your master is doing, then the pasuk should have told us that. So, explains Moreno Rabbeinu as follows, that the discussion here is halacha. It's not giving us stam chizuk. It's giving us chizuk. You know, you're working by this adon, so make sure that you don't succumb to his ways. That's actually telling us a halacha. And that is because mitzad atzmo, the kinyan avdus that the adon has in the eved creates an inherent change in his essence. He is no longer who he used to be. When he is bought by this adon, he is a different man, literally. Because a person who is owned by his master, his essence is changed. O kedivrei Rambam, the perik yudalad mehilchas esurei bia, linyan iser arayas be'evet kenaini, sheyotze mechlal goyim v'lo bo lechlal Yisrael. So you see that then Eved Kenayni is a different man. He's no longer a goy. He's not yet a Jew, but he's no longer a goy. And also by an Eved Ivri, we find the kinyan iser le'inyan his heter b'shivcha kenaynis ke'eduv midivrei arishon v'ein kana makom la'arich b'zeh. That what's pshat that an Eved Ivri can marry a shivcha kenaynis? How's a Jew allowed to marry a non-Jew? The answer is that his shibut to his master changes his very Jewish essence to be an essence of a Jewish Eved, and therefore his din is changed vis-a-vis a Shifcha Kenainis. And therefore we had a Havamina that the same would apply to this person's Jewishness. That just like his master isn't Jewish, so too he, to a certain extent, is not Jewish. And that's like Rashi is medayik here. He shouldn't say, since my master titazoi, as Rashi definitely spoke this out in Yiddish, since my master is doing this, I'll also do it afani kamoso. What's this hoil, since my master is doing it, I'm also going to do it? The answer is that you might think that, okay, now I'm owned by this guy, so he adopted me as his slave, so now I change my essence. I'm not really Jewish anymore. And therefore, these things are going to be mutter for me. This Avodah Zarah is going to be mutter for me. I can be like my master. And therefore comes the pasuk and tells us that even though an Eved, this person is now the Eved of a goy, there is no shinui in his mahus. There is no change in his essence. And therefore, he has to keep Torah like every other Jew. And according to this, we can explain Rashi's three examples. Why dafka these three examples? Since my master is Mechal Shabbos, Evidavad Zara, and Megala Arayis. Why dafka these three things and not Kol HaTorah Kula? And it doesn't even say Arayis here, we asked. So where, Vifalt Arayin Arayis? How did Arayis fall into the story over here? So it's very well known in the Olam HaYeshivas, the words of Rav Naftali Trupp in the Sugyan Ksubis, Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. There it says that there are two inyanim in a Jewish person that changes him from Umos HaOlam. Number one, B'yoso Mimishpachas Yisrael V'am Yisrael. He is a member of the Jewish family, the Jewish nation. He is of a different race. He is the Jewish race, the Jewish ethnicity. That's number one. Number two, he has Kedushas Yisrael. He has the holiness of the Jewish people. Mishpachas Yisrael, the fact that he's a member of the Jewish family, that creates the kurva of Arayis, the Surya Arayis, that are in effect vis-a-vis the Jewish people, and the Kedushas Yisrael is mechayiv him in mitzvahs that Jewish people are chayiv in. Ayin Sham, so you have the Mishpachas Yisrael, that's Korvad Arayis, and you have Kedushas Yisrael, which is the chiyuv mitzvahs that he's chayiv in. And it would appear that regarding this, Rashi writes that we might think that since he is acquired as an eved to a goy, he lacks b'mishpachas Yisrael. Since he lacks the familial connection to the Jewish people, he is not going to be forbidden in arayas de Yisrael, and even b'arayas de Akum, he's not going to be aser, as the Rambam writes in the 14th paragraph of Surah Bia, the Gabi Evet Kenaini, that since he goes out from being a goy and he hasn't yet become a Jew, therefore he is not over an Arayas of Akum, and also not an Arayas of the Jewish people. Ayin Sham in the Rambam. And that's the Heter Arayas that Rashi is writing over here. He might think, hey, now it's free game for me because I'm just no longer a Jew. I'm not really a goy, so I can do as my heart desires. So that's why you might, since there's a din of mishpachas, it's amazing that Rashi was mechavin to the granat. That's already a chiddush b'fnei atzmo. Al kol panim, we know that kol haTorah is miksha achas, and everything can be connected to everything. And even if Rashi wasn't thinking this, but if it works in Rashi and it fit in Rashi, maybe Rashi would be maskim. Al kol panim, you have this inyan of mishpachas. We're getting to the philosophies here. We're getting. Trying to figure out Rashi here. Philosophies for a different shiur. So that's the Heter Arayis. You might think there's a Heter Arayis because he's no longer a member of Mishpachas Yisrael. V'chein Salka Daitach. That he no longer has Kedushas Yisrael. And he's no longer Chayiv in all the mitzvahs. And that's the Avodah Zarah that Rashi noted. That Rashi enumerated. That it doesn't mean Avodas Avodah Zarah. That's also for his master also. He's a Ben Noach. Avodah Zarah is one of the seven keep the seven, go to heaven. One of the seven laws of B'nai Noach. There's no heter even for his master. But this means what it says in the Sifri in Parashat Sirei, Dvarim, Perikit Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Ches, Ayin Sham, Berashi Gam, Sham, Perik Tesvav, Chaf Gimel, Bechinuch, Mitzvah Chavav, Shekol HaMoideh, Avodah Zarah, Kekoifer, B'chol HaTorah. If somebody admits Avodah Zarah, that if there's Emerson Avodah Zarah, he's like denying the whole Torah. And the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Ve'ol Shekala Kofer B'Avodah Zarah Kamolde B'Chol HaTorah, because that B'Avodas Avodah Zarah Likt Munach Gam Et Prikat Ol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when a person's Oved Avodah Zarah, he's throwing off the yoke of God, and therefore, since B'Avodah Zarah De Rabo is Munach Shemufka Rabo Mikol Mitzvah HaTorah, because when somebody is Moida Avodah Zarah, he's Mafkia himself from the whole Torah. And since when his master is Oved Avodah Zarah, he's mafkia himself mikol mitzvah Torah. He uproots himself, he precludes himself from having to fulfill all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So salka daitach, I might think that the Eved will say that he's also like his master, he's also not under the yoke of Torah. So it's not telling us literally that he is going to serve idols. That's pashat, that it's aser. But he thinks, hey, my master serves idols, I'm also not under the yoke of Torah, because once you admit idols, you're out of the ballpark of Torah. And excuse the expression, and that comes the pasuk to dispel. The pasuk comes to dispel that notion, to disabuse us from that notion that no, bleibt ayid. He remains a Jewish person, and he's chayav in everything. And now we understand why it's Rashi mentions these averis. Arayis, because he's no longer a member of, he might think he's no longer a member of Mishpachas Yisrael. Kamashulam, that he is. And Avodah Zarah, because he might think that he doesn't have to keep the Torah. He's out of the yoke of the Torah, because his master is an idolater, and that means he's got completely rejected Torah. So therefore, as his slave, he doesn't have to keep Torah. So Kamashmalan, that he does. And what about Shabbos? So Shabbos, hopefully, we will get to. But in the meantime, we explain Arayis and Avodah Zarah. And therefore, it also doesn't bother us that Arayis aren't mentioned here. Because the Iker Kamash Malan, the Chiddush that the Pasuk is telling us is not Keshel Arayis Befrat, not a specific relationship to Arayis, but rather that he's Mufka Miyahaduso. He is now out of his Jewish identity. He loses his Jewish identity. B'mitzat Mishpachas Yisrael and Mitzat Kedushas Yisrael. Kamash Malan, that he doesn't. He might think so, but he doesn't. He's chayiv in everything, and therefore no pesel, no matseva, no even maskis, all these avodah zarah dikin yanim. The Torah says, no, it's forbidden for you. And so therefore, since the psukim are really just telling us that he remains a full-fledged Jew, it doesn't have to say Arayis explicitly, and Rashi brings that in, because the point is that you are still a full-fledged Jew. Don't think that you're no longer a member of Mishpachas Yisrael or Kedushas Yisrael. You have Kedushas Yisrael, you have to keep the Torah, you have Mishpachas Yisrael. Now, in the Isser of Matseva that it says here in the Pasuk, together with the Isser of Losasu Lachem Elilim, and in Parashas Shoftim, it says, Asher Sonei Hashem Elokecha, God hates these matzevos. It says in the Sifri in Parashas Shoftim that it was beloved in the time of the Avos, and it's hated in the time of the sons. Shaisa Ahuva Eitzel HaAvos, V'snua Eitzel HaBanim. And Rashi says, because this is a Canaanite law, they make these matzevos. They make these one-stoned altars. And so says the Rambam in the sixth parak of Hilchos Akum Halacha Vav. So that's why God hates it, because it's a right of the idolaters. And so to Evan Maskis, this was a chok etzel haknanim, as the Rambam says in the sixth parak of Vodazar and Halacha Vav, Ayin Sham. And from this we can learn a klal b'chol chiyuvei hamitzvos of Yisrael, and that is that one might have thought that we were obligated and unique from all of the nations in chiyuv Torah and mitzvahs, machmes heyosam misug shoyne v'na'al mishar b'nei adam shebezem ischayiv besug zeh shel b'nei adam es hachiyuv shel kol taryag mitzvahs ba'oid shebesug shel ben noyach ein mischayiv ela zayin mitzvahs. You might think that we are unique, and because of our uniqueness, we are chayiv in 613, and they are only chayiv in 7. But mitzad sheni, we could say, and it's true, that it's not because we are necessarily different, even though it's true, we are different, but it's not only because we're different that we were chosen, that we were given these mitzvahs, but mitzad hatachlis shel brias ha'olam, there has to be in the world a nation that is unique to God, as is known from the Sifrei HaRamchal Zatzal Vein Kan Makomo. And Am Yisrael was chosen for this. And because Am Yisrael is in a matzav where God, Hashem, is their God, they are chayev to do the Ratzon Hashem. So that's why primarily we have to keep the Tayag mitzvahs. Not because we're special. We are special. But besides our being special, we were chosen by Hashem to keep His mitzvahs. And we could say that this is shown by the inyan of the Even Maskis and the Matseva, that Mitzad Atzman ain Siba Seitzer Atzmo, Shenoimar She Yisrael Mitzad Miyuchudasam Aser Davar Zeh Lehem. That Mitzad Atzman, from their own side, literally, the reason for the Iser is not that the Jewish people are so special and therefore these things are Aser, but rather the reason for the Iser is Asher Sanei Hashem Elokecha. This is hated by God. This is not good in the eyes of God. And what's not good in the eyes of God obligates the Jewish people. And from this we see that the Yisod, the Chiyuv of the Jewish people, who bivuchirasan me Hashem lehiyosam la'amo v'hu yisbarach Elokehem, Shezem Chayiv Shelo Lasos Es Asher Sanei Hashem Elokecha. The Yisod of the Chiyuv of the Jew is that they're chosen from God to be His nation, and He is their God, and this obligates them not to do what Hashem hates. But if it was only because only by them this was negated, this wouldn't necessarily be true by a Matseva and by an Even Maskis. Because what do we learn about a Matseva and an Even Maskis? They're not inherently bad. They're only bad because God doesn't like it anymore. But in the time of the Avos made Matsevas. They're not inherently bad. They're only bad because now God hates it. And that's how the Pasuk concludes. Ki ani Hashem Elokeichem. Because I'm your God. And since I'm your God, therefore you shouldn't do it, because you're my nation. And that's why you shouldn't do what Hashem hates. So the Pasuk here is telling us that you're serving this guy. Don't think that now that he owns you, it changes your metzias, that you don't have to, you're not my chosen people anymore. That you're not part of the chosen people. That you can do what God hates. No, au contraire. You still have to make sure to act in ways Hashem would want of you. That you shouldn't do what Hashem hates. It's not only mitzvah that you're still special. Of course you're still special. But more than that, you can't do what's hated in the eyes of God because you're special to God. We have to keep these Taryag mitzvahs. We're miyuchad for these Taryag mitzvahs because there has to be a nation that's serving Hashem. And we're going to be that nation. So therefore we have to be very careful to do it right and to do what's only good in the eyes of Hashem. And therefore the Pasuk tells us, oh, you're sold to this Adon Nachri, to this non-Jewish Adon. So don't you're still a member of the Jewish people in good standing, and therefore you can't do what's hated by Hashem. And you can't be Porei Kizol. You think that your master was Porei Kizol, so that means you can also be Porei Kol. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. You can't be Porekol, because you're still my chosen. And that's what Rashi says. That don't think that he's Ovid Avodah Zarah. That means that I can be Ovid Avodah Zarah. I don't live with the Ovid Avodah Zarah. But what Avodah Zarah represents, that I'm throwing off the yoke of Hashem. No, you can't do that. Why? Because you're still special. You're still God's special nation. You're part of Hashem's special nation. And that's shown by the fact that you can't make a Matseva, and you can't make an Even Maskis, which aren't inherently despicable, but they are because the non-Jews are doing it, and therefore Hashem hates it. If Hashem hates it, you have to stay away from it. So now we understand what it says in the Pasuk, Lo Sasu Lachem. Don't make for yourself a lilim and a pesel in order to be mafkia, in order to preclude this havamina, that you'll say, since my master is doing idols, I'll also do idols. even though the pasuk doesn't say explicitly that we're talking about nimkar l'nachri. We also understand why here it says dafka the yisur of Evan Maskis and Matseva. Because it would appear clearly that the whole discussion that one's yahadus should be mufkas, that one should lose his Judaism when he's sold to a goy, is only if the inyan of yahadus and the chiyuvim come from the special mitzias of a Jewish person. So you can say, you have a special mitzias, so now you're sold to this goy, so now you lost your mitzias. You had a shinu in your mitzias because you're meshubetis. We've discussed in other shiur, and we've written about the notion that when you're under somebody else's rishus, when someone makes a kinyan, so that changes the mitzias of the davar hanikne. You see in many, many sources. So you might think that now your mitzias has changed because you're owned by this adam, and memela you're not chayiv in the mitzvahs. But if the ikar is bebechiras Hashem banu, it's pashut. God chose us, not because we're special, but that Hashem chose us. It's said that that's what He wants, and therefore it doesn't matter who you're working for. It doesn't matter what your essence is. As long as you're still Hashem's chosen, you're chayv in all the mitzvahs. And therefore the pasuk is teaching us the iser matseva and the Evan Maskis to tell us that you are still part of Hashem's chosen people, and therefore you can't do what He despises. Because as part of Hashem's special people, you have to do what makes what's favorable in the eyes of Hashem, what Hashem likes. So Ani Hashem Elokeichem, like the pasuk concludes, I'm still your God. So there's no hafka al yidei hayoso eved lenachri, just because you're an eved to a goy. There's no hafka. There's no removal of your special status as being chosen. And therefore it was stated in the pasuk. We had asked, hey, how come the pasuk doesn't tell us that it's talking about nimkar la'akum? The answer is, you can see from the pasuk it's talking about nimkar la'akum, because the pasuk points out the matseva and the Evan Maskis, which are not inherently wrong. They're only wrong because Hashem hates it, because it used to be good in the eyes of Hashem, but it no longer is. And therefore us, as Jewish people, we are expected to be especially vigilant in keeping what Hashem wants us to do. And that's why the pasuk concludes, Ani Hashem Lokechem, I'm still your God. So the fact that it says Evan Maskis in Matseva, and that I'm still your God, it shows you it's talking about somebody who would have a meaning that you're not my God anymore. Why? Because my Matseva's changed. So Kamash Malan, that whether your Matseva's changed or not is irrelevant. You are still part of Hashem's chosen people. And therefore, make sure not to have a Matseva and not to have an Evan Maskis, because I'm still your God. And it's not Talu in your Mahus. God still chose you, so you're still chosen. So the pasuk is essentially saying that you're still my chosen. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I remain your God. And therefore you have to make sure not to do what's hateful unto God. And that's something that's specifically Jewish. And if a goy stam makes a matseva, even if he's not making it for avodah zara, maybe if he's not making it for avodah zara, maybe it's okay. It's hated by God, yeah, but that's not one of his mitzvahs. As long as he's not doing avodah zara, he's not doing avodah zara. But for us, Hashem hates this because it's made for avodah zara. Matzevas became for avodah zara, and in Mimela we have to stay away from that because he still remains our God. So from the context, you can see that it's talking about somebody who's nimkar la'akum. First of all, it's the previous parasha, but also from the fact that pasuk has to tell us. Then no, I still remain your God. Why would you think otherwise? Why would you think that the Matzev and the Evan Maskis are Beseder? The answer is because maybe I'm not chosen anymore. Kamash Lana, you are chosen, and therefore the Evan Maskis as a Matzev is also Ani Hashem Elokeichem. You remain chosen, whether your mahus is changing or not. So, Mirtz Hashem, Birtzos Hashem Darkenu, in the next shir, we still have a lot more to explain. I have to explain how Shabbos fits into the Rashi. But before we do that, we just want to explain one more thing. And that is the reason that an Eved Kenayni doesn't leave his being a goy to being a Jew unless he has Mila and Tvila. And it's not enough that he's Meshubat his master. And that's because that if it was Talin is Mitzius, so an Eved be Mitzius, so is Shaykh his master. So Memela, you can say, okay, no longer a goy. But here it says in the Pasuk that the Havdalah bein Yisrael la'akum is Tali and Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So maybe there's a change in the Mahus of the Eved Kenayni. What about the Ani Hashem Elokeichem? What about I am your God? What about being chosen by Hashem? That is established only by Mila and Tevila. That brings a person in Tachas HaBechira Shel Amo. So therefore, an Eved Kenayni has to have Mila and Tevila. So that's the Kamash Milan of this parsha. That you have to have Mila and Tevila because you still have to be chosen by Hashem. It's not enough that you're owned by a Jew. You're still not, and then your most change, your essence change. You still have to be chosen by Hashem. And that's only done by Mila and Tevila. That might also explain why an Eved Kenayni who doesn't want to do Mila and Tevila, you give him 12 months. And then if he doesn't want it, you let him go. And the reason is because the correct mitzias of an Eved Kenayni is that he was now chosen by Hashem. Now he becomes in the category of Yatze Mechlal Goy. He's no longer a Goy. He's still not a full-fledged Jew. But he's already in the category of Yatze Mechlal Goy. He's close to being a Jew. He's in the category of Ani Hashem Elokeichem, he's in the category of being chosen. But that has to be done by Mila and Tevila. And if he doesn't want to do Mila and Tevila, then he's not in the right Mitzvah, so you just have to let him go, missing the whole point. So, Mirtz Hashem, in the next shir, I'd like to explain Shabbos and hopefully see other interesting inyanim. I hope. B'li neder, no promise, and we should be zocheh. That we can be lumod ulamed, lishmor velasos, ulekayim is called divrei salmu tarasa biyahava, amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.